Peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Looking for the historians out there. John Chapman. Does it ring a bell? 1774, he was born in Massachusetts. He's been given credit for a little sung prayer ditty that still exists today. Oh, the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple seed. The Lord is good to me. Amen, 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 amen. Thanks for the help. I was a little nervous about that. So in the song is the clue. Johnny Appleseed. Johnny Appleseed was born in Massachusetts, but he started really north of Pittsburgh to begin his little quest. Now, a lot of people think that he went around areas of the country creating apple orchards. But he didn't. He actually created nurseries to grow apple trees. And so what he would do is he'd go to an area, he'd buy a plot of land, he would plant the apple seeds, he'd put a fence up around it, then he'd hire somebody to tend the seedlings. And then when they grew, he would come back and he would sell them. And that's how he made his money. He did this in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana. He was up in Ontario. He did all kinds of traveling around. And as we know, he was kind of an odd sort of fellow because he walked around with a pot on his head. That's not made up. Instead of carrying the pot, he used it as a hat. He was, what would you call that? Very creative, I guess. But he wasn't out there doing the apple seed thing as his life's work. His life's work actually was he was an itinerant evangelist, going around from town to town, being able to proclaim the gospel message. It's funny what you learn when you read different things. And his prime focus was bringing the gospel to the Native American tribes. And he was fairly successful at it. He was successful, especially from the standpoint that all of the Native American tribes respected Johnny Appleseed because they believed he had been touched by the Great Spirit. And so even the tribes that were hostile to the invading hordes of people taking their land, they were respectful of Johnny Appleseed, and he was never, ever bothered by any of the Native Americans. But his quest was to go and to proclaim the gospel, to go out there and do that work he felt called to do, and he used the apple seed business really to be able to, you know, pay his bills and allow him to do that traveling that he did. And he had a respect for nature that very, very few people could probably equal. He could have taken the easy way out. Could have stayed in Massachusetts. It was a wealthy family he was from. They didn't have to want for much of anything. And so he could have stayed there. He could have preached the gospel in Massachusetts. Would have been a lot simpler. Would have been a lot easier. But he felt his call was to proclaim that message throughout the land. Today's gospel lesson. Jesus is in the synagogue at Capernaum. Well, that was last week's gospel lesson. But as soon as he was done there, he went to Simon and Andrew's house, where Simon's mother-in-law was ill. Now, we can make all kinds of jokes about what Simon was thinking about Jesus healing his mother-in-law, but the reality is that Simon stuck with Jesus, so he mustn't have been unhappy with the healing. Maybe he liked his mother-in-law. After all, she did go take care of them after she got up. But the reality is then after that, that Jesus stayed in that house and people throughout Capernaum came in to be able to be healed, to be able to be touched by Jesus, to find a way to get rid of their diseases, to be able to heal them of their infirmities, to be able to cast out the evil demons that beset them. And he had a real business going there. He could have stayed in Capernaum. They were coming in hordes. But in the end, Jesus tells the disciples, it's time to go. It's time to go to the different cities, to the different towns throughout the region to be able to proclaim the gospel, because that is what he was there to do. Not to hang out at the house, but to go out and do the work that God called him to do, to proclaim the gospel throughout the land. It is a message to individual congregations in terms of what our work is supposed to be. Back in the mid to late 1990s, there was this tiny little church up in Minneapolis called Mount Olivet. And they had an idea. They had an idea that said that we should see what we can do to go a little bit south of where we are, towards a little bit warmer, and to start a church there. And so through their seed money, through the gifts they gave, they were able to help create Living Water Lutheran Church. And it was their gift, their outreach, that allowed us to be here today. And it is a Christian tradition, well, certainly a Lutheran tradition, in terms of going out and doing what we can to be able to help churches grow into different areas. It wasn't that long ago that Casa de Cristo went out and helped create a church in Phoenix called La Sagrada Familia. La Sagrada Familia started out with just a few people meeting in a living room, to the point now that it is the largest worshiping congregation in the Grand Canyon Synod. And they don't have a church. They're still meeting in a school. But Casa de Cristo is so committed to see that this new church thrive that they have agreed to finance $2 million to build their church building. And as in before, they've reached out to other churches for a bit of help. Because while the building will be there, not going to be much inside of it. And so when the church council looked at this and we began to think about what it is that we can do as a blessed congregation, we decided that we were going to shoot for a gift this month to La Sagrada Familia, $5,000, so they can furnish their sanctuary. Now, $5,000 is a lot of money. But hey, we had an auction on Friday and we raised $8,000. But this is part of what God calls us to do. You see, God calls us to take those things that we've been blessed with and take them outside these doors. God calls us to do all kinds of different things, to be able to reach out to the communities of which we're a part and across the world to be able to do a variety of different things. We support ELCA World Hunger. We support refugees resettling in the United States. We support Lunches for Learning, which gives meals to students in Honduras during school year. Grace, shelter, we work there. We do Habitat for Humanity. And we keep adding different things on time and time again, because that is what God calls us to do. In a little while, you'll be hearing, a little while, not today, a little while, down the road, about a diaper program that is being held at Alleluia Lutheran Church, where for the poor and the needy, they create a diaper pantry so poor mothers can give their children the diapers they need, because if you've priced a diaper lately, they're pretty expensive. And now we have another opportunity to be able to share the love that God has blessed us with in terms of giving a little bit of what we have to La Sagrada Familia, to be able to help them grow, to continue to grow within their church facility, to be able to give them the opportunity to create a worship space that would be maybe as beautiful as this one, to be able to give thanks to God for the blessings that we have been given. You see, it's not about staying in the house. It is about going outside the house, spreading the good news, spreading the apple seeds of faith around to be able to touch people and allow people to know that our faith has touched us and changed us and motivates us and guides us and leads us to be the people God has called us to be. It is a challenge that is before us each and every day. And there's all kinds of different things that we can do, but the ones that we're called to do are the ones that are placed on our doorstep, giving us that opportunity to be able to share our faith, to share our blessings, to share our goodness. We could take everything we have that we've been blessed with and we could just focus it in ourselves, but that does the world no good. And we're called not to serve ourselves, but we are called in this place to serve the world around us, to be able to utilize the blessings, to go out and touch the world, to change the world, to make this place a little bit closer to what God has intended it to be. Will we ever get there? I doubt it. But it doesn't mean that we don't keep trying. I have made a pastoral proclamation. February is Gift of Love Month. We celebrate Valentine's Day and we talk about all the hootie-dootie love. But it is Valentine's Day. It is that day that we set aside to be able to share our love. Why don't we set this month aside to be able to share the love that God has blessed us with and to share it with the world around us? Not with the people who are closest to us, but the people who do certainly need our help on an ongoing basis. And as our gift of love, I think it would be more than appropriate to be able to share some of that with La Sagrada Familia, to be able to bring them to a place where they can worship God in their own space, in their own way, with their own stuff. It wasn't that long ago that we were moving furniture in and out of a bunch of different places to be able to gather together to worship. The church I came from in New Jersey used to have to do that at American Legion Hall. Imagine having to worship in a space that stunk like beer and cigarettes. But they did it. And they moved on to be able to create a space of their own. We did it to be able to create a place of worship for us to be able to invite the neighborhood in to be part of this experience. And we have that opportunity to share that love and to give a little bit of it back by simply giving our gifts to La Sagrada, to be able to share what God has blessed us with. Jesus didn't stay at home and let the world come to him. And I don't think Jesus wants us staying at home waiting for the world to show up here. Rather, we're called to be able to share whatever God has blessed us with the world out there, to help the world out there as much as we can. We might not change the world, but we can change the lives of people in the world by simply sharing the love that God has blessed us with. It is what Christ was called to do. It's what we're called to do. Sent to be able to share, sent to be able to give, sent to share God's love. Amen.